Robinhood Radio presents Flavor Matters with Serge Matakians. He's the owner of Saravan Restaurant in Armenia. If you can't find him in the kitchen or gardens, then follow him either on Facebook or Twitter at Saravan NY.
Thank you for tuning in, everyone. This is Serge from Saravan Restaurant and Flavor Matters. And I am here in the studio with Leyla Mushabek, the editor of the cookbook, a wonderful cookbook, The Immigrant Cookbook, Recipes That Make America Great, published by Interlink Books in Northampton. Leyla, thank you for staying around.
Thank you.
Leyla, in our last segment, we were talking about our culture, our history, and how food takes us back or evokes all these emotions that through which we're able to connect to our ancestry. You mentioned about being a first generation American, a child of a Palestinian and a British mother, and how through cooking Palestinian food, you feel a sense of connection to the Palestinian people.
Mm-hmm. I think, like many Palestinians or people living in diaspora, it's been not something that I can experience my family's upbringing in Palestine.
And I think that would be true for a lot of Palestinians, right?
Sadly. Yeah. So for me, it's a way to explore that heritage a little bit more tangibly. And like many cultures, eating and sharing food and hospitality are incredibly important to Arab culture. And so this has been something that I think I've really has been instilled in me growing up. Food was really important to my household. My mother is a wonderful cook. And my grandmother and my aunts are amazing cooks as well. And I
both
like
the Palestinian and British
and
side?
British,
both of them.
Uh-huh. And really interested in exploring different cuisines. So I definitely was raised in that environment. And I think like a lot of people, you know, my cooking experience has been, and learning to cook these foods have been, you know, phone conversations with my mom or my aunt where they're discussing how much of this to put in and it's a pinch of that and
there's sound effects
that don't necessarily make a lot of direct sense. So something about editing a recipe so that it's really clear and something I can replicate.
That must be difficult.
It is difficult, but it's always appealed to me because I've always had to kind of follow my aunt around with a measuring cup, making sure.
So do you do these testing or do you do the some of the recipes when you work on them, when it's verbally transferred to you? Do you try them at home in your own kitchen or do you do it up in the publishing?
Oh, for the cookbooks, of course, I love to cook and I love the recipe.
Yeah.
So I do a lot. I do some testing of my own just to, for interest and,
right,
and to kind of aid me. But they're all professionally tested.
Right. So they're tested in Northampton. But
they're tested sometimes in Northampton, sometimes wherever the chef
right.
is.
So the other person that I know as a friend who's Palestinian, who feels the same way, who's been published by Interlink Publishing, is Jodi Kala. Have you met her in person?
I have, and she's wonderful.
She's wonderful, yeah.
Her cooking is wonderful. We're about to come out with her second book.
Exactly.
Her first book is called Palestine on a Plate.
Wonderful book, Palestine on a Plate, which I highly recommend to anyone. And it's so easily accessible recipes and such warmth in that book.
A lot of warmth. And she, you can see that it's a similar, I think that what appealed to me so much is that it's a similar connection she has with her family and her heritage and her cooking, but she puts her own spin on these things.
That's right. That's right.
And really makes it her own, and they're phenomenal recipes. Her second book is called Beledi Palestine, which means it's my country, my homeland.
So Beledi means homeland, or Beledi means mine?
My home, yeah, my
okay.
home, my
uh-huh.
homeland, my
mm-hmm.
my country,
mm-hmm.
And
I saw her in London 3 weeks ago or so, and she showed me a preliminary cover.
Ah, so you've had a sneak peek. I
had a sneak peek, yeah.
Well, we're just going to be releasing that cover image this week, I imagine.
Nice.
Yeah, so you'll be able to check it out.
So how was the reason I wanted to talk a little bit about Jodi and you working with her and your being Palestinian and your father being Palestinian, how was that process? I mean, I, as an Armenian Iranian, I think if I were to work with an Iranian chef that was my age or had similar experiences, it would be difficult for me to not be emotional or to not let myself be personal and separate personal from professional. I don't want to talk a lot of details, but I'm curious, was that a very different experience for you to work with Jodi so closely? Not only on one book, but two books?
Well, I mean, I think it's actually, I don't know, for me, sometimes, and I think with food and in general, it can be difficult to separate it, the emotional from the professional.
But I bet that it wasn't the same for you for Persiana, for example, Persiana, when you work with that chef.
Well, I think.
Am I reading something that's not there to read?
Well, I think I don't know. I think that what part of what made me so excited to work on the book and what made us so eager to publish it is because
you mean Jodi's cookbook?
Yeah, is because it's personally relevant and special for that reason. So I emotionally was so excited to see this young, beautiful, talented, intelligent, Palestinian.
Very hardworking and smart and industrious.
Yeah. A woman who is, you know, who is standing up and saying, I am Palestinian and this is my cuisine. And I think we live in a time where, sadly, in many places, just simply saying I am Palestinian can be a political statement.
And she makes it so sensual and so delicious.
Something that you want to enjoy. It's not
just, you know, she's not taking pride just because she's Palestinian. Her food, in fact, is delicious and sensuous.
She's a wonderful, very talented chef.
Very evokes and entices a lot of sensations.
And very usable recipes. Mm-hmm. It's very home friendly and accessible and wonderful. So I think it's because of that emotional connection. And I think, you know, working for a small independent press, you have that the benefit of being able to publish the books that not necessarily are just, we're not just governed by how much we think we can sell, but also by, is this book something that we feel is important, that we want to see in the world that is special and relevant?
And I think that's what makes Interlink Publishing really special. You know, the books that come out, there is a level of intimacy and warmth. And I have few of the cookbooks that you don't feel in the other books. And there is your books stand out because they're not commercial. I mean, just from the cover and when you flip through it, you can just tell that this is a different book.
Yeah, I think that's one of the beauties of independent publishing. I think and we have a really strong kind of ethos behind us to publish books that we just think are missing in the market. And, there are lots of wonderful publishers publishing amazing cookbooks out there.
Right, there's a lot of good publishing.
But we've been able to publish cuisines that aren't necessarily represented really typically. We've just done a beautiful cookbook kind of celebrating the culinary heritage of Aleppo, the city of Aleppo, which has faced so much tragedy. And this is a sort of collection of recipes to preserve the incredible cuisine.
That's a beautiful book.
On Aleppo. Thank you.
Yeah. Leila, you have a 1.5-year-old. You're married. You have to travel quite a bit for work. Mm-hmm. How do you juggle all that?
You know, I'm lucky in that I my family is very, very supportive. And, you know, my husband and I have worked out a really good way to kind of balance our lives and support each other. It's not as any parent out there will identify, it's not always easy. You know, the Immigrant Cookbook sort of came out right around the time that my son was turning one. So it was for us an adventure on two fronts.
Yeah, let's tell our listeners that the Immigrant Cookbook came out in the fall of 2017.
Yeah, correct. And
when a child turns one, do things get a little easier?
I don't.
Or do they get more complicated?
Pass. No, I don't. No, I think. Well, they change. They change. You know, yeah. It's always new challenges,
sure.
Different challenges. Right. You know, and I.
But
I'm always
I would
learning
suspect
from him.
That between traveling, I mean, yes, you told me that you work at home, which is a great luxury that you're able to do that. But still, to work and to be a full-time mom and to travel and work with different authors, there's a lot of juggling that needs to happen.
Yeah.
And to be a mother.
Well, you know, like, we were talking a little bit about this. I before I had a child, my idea of myself was a little bit different. And my idea of what it meant to be a feminist was a little bit different.
So your ideas of yourself as a woman and a feminist was different.
Then I think
until Sammy was born.
Yes.
And how did it change?
Well, I felt beforehand, I'm a feminist, therefore I want to go back to work immediately, almost immediately after having him. And then when he was born.
So you said giving birth as like a task. It's a job done. And
that it was important as a strong woman role model for my children that I be a career woman.
Right.
But actually, I think what happened after he was born is I realized that my feminism changed to, well, that should be a choice, and it should be a choice that women can make without having to sacrifice their future career. So I realized very quickly that I did not want to rush back to work immediately, and I wanted to spend as much time with him as I possibly could.
Realized that going back to work, when to go back to work, or how much time to take to spend time with your child is a choice.
Well, I think
beforehand,
it should be. Yeah.
Beforehand, you thought, okay, I'll give birth, bam, bam, bam. 2 days later, I'll be at
work. Back to work. But I think for some women, that is what they want, and I think they should be able to do that. But I also think, you know, if we are to be a supportive society towards families, we have to enable, family, both mothers and fathers, to spend adequate time with their children. And to go for me to be able to, I'm very lucky in that I can work from home. I'm in an industry that allows me to do that and to have flexible
working
hours.
Sure, a lot of your
work
is at the computer. But I know, I mean, I understand when you say that you're lucky that you have to work at home, but still you have to work.
Of course. But it's also something I want to do.
Editing a book is not an easy thing. You know, I think it in fact takes a lot of energy. So you have to put a good substantial time out of your day aside to work.
And now I think he's a little bit older and needs me a little bit less. I'm much more willing to do that, and I want to. I take a lot of pride in my career. And I feel really lucky in that I've had the choice to do things the way that I have. And be flexible in the way I have. Lots of women don't have that choice, unfortunately. But yeah, I
think it's sad. You're right. A lot of families do not have that choice.
I'm very aware of that.
And that's something that needs to change in our country, and I don't know why it hasn't. I've had the pleasure of speaking to Leila Mushabek. She is the editor of the cookbook, The Immigrant Cookbook, Recipes That Make America Great, a collection of 80 or so recipes by professional chefs, caterers, pastry chefs that is designed for the home cook. For more information, you could also visit theimmigrantcookbook.com. And I would like to mention that $5 of each book, $5 from the sale of each book is donated to ACLU's
Immigrant Rights Project.
Rights Project. Leila, it's been wonderful to have you here. We really appreciate your taking the time to come up here and see us.
My pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you.
Flavor Matters is a joint production of the Saravan Restaurant and Robin Hood Radio. For more information on the Saravan Restaurant in Amelia, New York, saravan.com on the web.